Activate the emergency command.
Computer, activate EMA.
Activate the photonic cannon.
You will activate the fire suppression system.
This activated and synchronized.
This is the time to show them everything.
Everything all right?
Yep, everything's fine.
Yeah, don't look at here. Don't look at the monkeys in the control room.
Is everything all right?
Everything is all right. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. Appreciate you listening right now. Windy, breezy, wind advisory. In effect, we've been talking about this for the last couple days. So things are blowing all over the highways and the roadways. Just be aware of that. 6:11 as you get up and get going. Strap it down, right? If it's going to blow away, strap it down.
I don't want to see any garbage cans in the roadways.
You always see those kind of things.
I know you do.
All right, we're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems. Coming up, Nashville News. News on the way for you. And yes, we'll give you a chance at $500 with Light Up Tri-Cities. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, we got a Target gift card up for grabs. A lot of things going on this morning. And a Wet Nose Wednesday.
Okay, I can't wait for that. Is Amanda coming in?
Amanda's coming in. We got some doggos on the way,
nice.
Too. So we'll talk about that, too. So let's get your day started, Tri-Cities. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
6:26, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks, Robert, for calling in. He's headed to through the gorge there, Hood River, one of our trucker buddies. And
he says he's having a hard time keeping his rig on the road.
Coming through Coffin Road out there. Now, he did ask the question, like, what stinks?
What stinks down there? What's going on? I always just say it's cows.
That's cows.
But I don't know. I guess it's not.
We were curious. So if you know what's out there, normally with Pasco, it's like potatoes or some smell going on in Pasco. But Coffin Road, and he said it's been the last couple days. He said it's not just been not, you
know. Did you do an article about the Tri-Cities stinking?
Of course. Absolutely. Well, I'm from a small town that stinks. Lewiston and Clarkston has got the mill. They got the paper mill.
Every
there.
Every town has some sort of smell.
Yeah, Sunnyside. I mean, I am well aware of stinky towns and stinky places. So, yes, but I think Sunnyside can stink. Pasco can stink sometimes. Lewiston, my hometown, definitely stinks because of the mill there. So I'm quite familiar with stinky towns.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, there's the Hershey plant in Hershey.
And, oh, yeah.
Chocolate smells great. No, it don't.
How would
no,
you?
It doesn't.
Yeah, you would think it
I
would.
Mean, well,
no, I know, but you would think it would.
Some people love it. Some people, it's an acquired taste, I'm told.
Okay.
I'm like, what is that smell? And they're like, oh, it's chocolate.
It's the smell of money.
I
remember going to Billings, Montana, and I drove into Billings one time, and it smelled like gas. And my wife goes, what's that smell? I'm like, that's the smell of money. It's the smell of gasoline.
It's the truth, right?
It's the gasoline. Exactly.
I mean, business is what keeps it rolling.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, safe travel. Please be careful. It is windy, breezy. We got a wind advisory in effect for you right now as you're traveling. And they're saying no motorhomes, no trailers. I mean, absolutely. Any of these things, if you're pulling something.
Oh, yeah.
If you're pulling something, yeah, be prepared.
That's right.
And then we're even talking the higher elevations. We're looking at snow. A lot of snow going through Snoqualmie, all that.
Oh, my goodness. There's like a winter warning over Snoqualmie.
There is.
So noon today.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on as you're traveling. Be safe. Be careful. Always know before you go. Check out the KORD mobile app. We got all the updates, anything and everything you need to know about traveling. We got you covered. 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Jordan Davis, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD at 6:38. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. What's going on in Nashville, Patty?
So, Rick, Jelly Roll was colorblind until he lost that 200 pounds. Jelly says he couldn't see shades of colors, adding that green is green to me. And I've never realized that there were nuances in prettiness. Jelly Roll recalled a moment when he realized he wasn't colorblind anymore, saying it happened when he noticed a tulip in his yard. He said he calls it the prettiest purple plant he's ever seen. And then he realized over the next few days that he was seeing colors clearly for the first time in 20...
That's really? That's kind of crazy.
I think so. But good for you, Jelly Roll. Meanwhile, Kelly Clarkson is set to give a very special performance on the Netflix NFL Christmas Game Day 2025. She's going to be performing her holiday hit Underneath the Tree as the Dallas Cowboys take on the Washington Commanders. They're going head-to-head on Christmas Day. That game will be followed by a matchup between the Lions and the Vikings. Both are going to be streaming globally on Netflix.
I know, such a... We were just
talking... What is going on with
Because we
this?
Were talking about games now on Peacock, Prime, Netflix, nothing on TV. It's so crazy.
It's a different world we're living in.
It is.
So it's also been now 30 years since the 1996 release of Trace Adkins' debut album, Dreamin' Out Loud. So there's the upcoming Trace Adkins 30th anniversary tour that's just been announced, with 24 dates kicking off January 16th in Alabama, Oxford, Alabama, stops in Fort Worth, Orlando, and more before wrapping up September 19th in West Virginia. If you're interested, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And if you are a Dolly Parton fan, fans are going to have the chance to see Dolly's symphonic production in the new year. It's Threads, My Songs in Symphony, which premiered earlier this year. Just so you know, all the 2025 performances are sold out. So fans wanting to see the production in 2026 can get in on some early tickets. That's key. Yesterday, 12 cities and 27 performances were announced, with the tour kicking off in Denver on January 3rd and 4th. You can go to dollyparton.com for all those details. And last but not least, Christmas coming up, and Thomas Rhett is talking about what he does for his family.
Obviously, they're in school now, so anything that their friends have, they're like, hey, I want that for Christmas. I want that for Christmas. Honestly, they're pretty simple. They love, like, the princess dresses. I mean, they have so many of them, but every year there's always, like, a different princess dress that they want, so that's always a go-to. We do experiences for each other. We've kind of stopped getting each other physical gifts. It's more like, what trip could we do next year together? That's kind of become our thing over the last 3 or 4 years.
I love it. So, you know, princess dresses for the girls. Now, isn't his wife, aren't they about
they
to have...
They got another one.
I think they're hoping for a boy this time around.
They got another one on the way.
We will keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Boys, somewhere over Laredo, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in.
I can't get enough of that song. In fact, so much so I downloaded it.
It's on your personal playlist?
It's on my phone.
I think for me, on my personal playlist, Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are. Still a song, your favorite. Still a song I never get sick of, and it's on my personal, you know.
I'm downloading all of Megan Maroney's stuff, I know, I'm going to the show, man. Yeah, I got my tickets. It's not until August.
I know.
I need things to look forward to.
You've become a Megan Maroney fan, so it's...
I'm a huge fan.
I know you are. You're going to go see her in concert, and it's going to be a fantastic show. And speaking of fantastic shows, Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest, we got Zach Topp coming back around.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. And if you missed it, I know everybody talked about it when he was here in Tri-Cities. He's coming back around this summer.
That is so fantastic. He was just here.
I know. And a lot of my friends were like, oh, I wish I would have gone. Well,
now you get another opportunity.
You get another opportunity. All right, Facebook fun to get the stay started. I was talking to some friends about gifts.
Yeah.
And our dogs have an actual... They've got a stocking up on the... we have the stockings hung, right?
Shut the front door.
So our dogs actually have a stocking. So
really?
Do you get your pets gifts?
Of course.
Do you get your pets gifts?
DJ gets all kinds of gifts every day.
Every day.
And treats all the time. So, of course, at Christmas time, we're going all out. Peaches, too.
Yeah,
kitty cat.
They get taken care of, don't they?
Absolutely.
I like what Michelle says. What kind of mother would it be if I don't? Joshua says, I need diapers. Tammy says, absolutely, they have their own stockings. And then Billy says, if I have the money, then absolutely their family too. So yeah, we also give them like a bone to chew on to distract them while everybody else is unwrapping their presents, because they like to get in the middle of everything.
I don't know what Christmas is going to be like, because last Christmas, you know, we were in Mexico, so doing our thing. So this will be our first Christmas with DJ.
Oh my gosh,
I don't know.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be an awesome time for you. This is going to be, you know. So do you get your pets gifts, everybody says 100%.
And what are you getting them?
Yeah, we get like some bones and different things like that. Megan does not like, I know you were talking about DJ and the squeaker toys.
Yo.
Megan can't stand squeaker toys, so I get them just because it irritates my wife. But they're, so 1 year we got, you're going to love this, 1 year we got Rudolph, Clarice, and is it Bumble? Who's the big abominable snowman?
I think it's Bumble.
I think his name is Bumble, right?
I don't know.
So they were super cool. They all had squeakers. Rudolph was...
They didn't last long, did
they? Rudolph was decapitated within 10 minutes. Clarice was next. She was gone within like probably a half an hour, and then Bumble managed to survive the day. But they ended up getting, you know, I'm like, oh, they gutted Rudolph. They gutted Rudolph.
What is the most indestructible toy? I can't get anything that has, you know, like stuffing in. DJ automatically gets that out right away.
I love when they say Kong undestructible. No, they're not. No,
I know.
Even when it says it's indestructible.
Your dogs get to it.
Never survives. We've had nothing survive.
So who is most at it? Is it Bodie or?
It's Bodie. It's Bodie now, but it used to be Barkley and Phoebe. Yeah. So it used to be, if there's a squeaker especially. But yes, the Border Collie and the Staffordshire mix.
And you were telling me that because of the squeaker, they think it's a real deal.
Yeah, that's why
DJ gets so stressed out. I'm like, you're supposed to enjoy it. Just have fun. And he is going to town. He's got to get that squeaker out.
But that's why they do it. They think that they have a squirrel or it's a live animal and it's squeaking. And their job is to basically kill it. Wow, that's very heartwarming this morning. All right, there you go. Do you get your pets gifts?
Yes,
we
do.
All right, 100%. We're going to add you to the comment list on our Facebook. Let us know. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Time for Other People's Problems, brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on with Katie here?
So, Rick and Patty, being a single mom is so tough with the way the economy is and how expensive things are. My seven-year-old daughter and I struggle every month just to get by. I have a strong suspicion my boyfriend is going to propose to me on New Year's Eve. I love him, but I'm not in love with him like he is with me. So I'm thinking of saying yes to the proposal because doing that would allow my daughter and I to get on my boyfriend's health insurance. This would save me a ton of money. My best friend says I'm crazy for marrying for health insurance. Another one of my friends says, you have to do what you got to do. I'm torn about what I will say when he does propose. What would you do if you were me? Is it wrong to marry for insurance? Is it wrong to marry someone if you love them but are not in love with them? Katie in Benton City.
And that's a great, I mean, she does bring up a great question there. Is it wrong to marry someone if you love them but are not in love with them? I think love comes in so many different forms that you can't just say...
You think she can grow to love him?
Well, I don't know. I think you can. I do believe that. I'm not saying that that's what you should do, Katie. I'm just saying I know that love comes in so many different forms. So to sit there and say that love is the ooey-gooey, I'm sick to my stomach, butterflies, you can love somebody wholeheartedly and not have any of those, you know, crazy feelings, right?
I get it. You want to take care of your daughter. I understand
what she's saying there. I understand what she's saying there. I'm just going with the, you know, is it wrong to marry someone if you love them but are not in love with them? Do you feel differently about Jeff today than you did when you first met Jeff or through that process?
Well, I will tell you that, I mean, you know me. I'm divorcing. We're getting out. You know? Of course I love him.
I know you do, but you've gone past the oogly googly. You're like, I can't breathe without you. I just can't live without you.
Yeah, no,
you
know? We're not like that at all.
Because once you're married for a long time, it's a mutual respect. You love that person, mm-hmm. but I would never say that, oh my God, I'm doing somersaults. And if you are, hey, good for you. That's awesome that over time that you know, but I think everybody's different.
Yeah, we all.
So
that's the truth.
And I do believe people marry for different reasons.
What do you feel here, though? I mean,
I think people have married for worse things than that. I do. I'm not telling Katie to get married to the guy. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it for health insurance. I don't have that issue. So I think you should she says she loves them, but she's not in love with them.
I know. I don't think you should marry him.
I think you let the guy go. I know. At the end of the day, I think you let the guy go. Health insurance and all that, it's insane. But you cannot sit here and tell me on this radio program that people haven't married for money.
I know it.
You know.
I certainly didn't marry
I had a good buddy that kept talking about his wife's grandmother. Oh, when Gammy passes, we're going to get so much money. I'm like, really? She's not even dead yet. The body's not even cold.
Wow,
and you're already
was just salivating over.
And that marriage lasted a year and a half. No, the marriage didn't last because you were focused on the wrong thing.
Well, you're focused on money. You're focusing on a big payday when somebody dies.
But I've met those people. I've met them. I've talked to them.
This is like a Dateline.
No, it is. But I've come across people who literally married exactly for the money and not anything about that person. So I mean, you see those pictures on the yachts with the big old guys with the beer guts with the beer can, and look at the hot wife. I got my trophy wife.
Look at her in her bikini and blonde.
Yeah, you're not going to convince me that wasn't why she married him. So, Katie, we're going to do our very best to solve this for you. So, 547-KORD, app chat is what you would do in this situation. We're both kind of...
I'm saying don't do it.
We're kind of in the same ballpark. We'll see if you guys agree or disagree with this. It's other people's problems. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. 1027-KORD.
Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go. Presented by Legends Casino Hotel. One destination, endless indulgence. On 1027-KORD.
We want to go with you everywhere. Download our free app, 1027-KORD.
Took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy. So I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody, but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy leaning. Champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. Never come down. I'll try anything to drown out.
This is 1027 KORD. We're number one for new country.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles. Tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles.
Marshmallow, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. It's 722. You got Rick, you got Patty. Windy, breezy. That wind advisory still in effect for you. 47 degrees right now for you, Tri-Cities. Appreciate you listening this morning. Well, today is National Maple Syrup Day, Patty.
Are you a fan?
I am.
I haven't had maple syrup goes on pancakes.
It does go on
and
pancakes.
Waffles.
I like, you know, I even like the, what is, there's an ice cream that's maple, is it maple?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe that's the
pink. An ice cream?
There's an ice cream that's also tastes like maple. So I like maple syrup. So I do. Now I eat it on normal things like waffles or pancakes or I don't ever like put it on like a steak or something weird that like that doesn't go together. So, but I do like maple. I like maple syrup.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
Although these days I'll take it sugar-free, please.
Well, if you've seen the movie Elf, which is probably one of the best.
Oh, that's right.
He pours it on everything. Remember, he's got yes. mounds of spaghetti, and then he's got the candy in it.
What a mess.
Can you imagine? I mean,
no, some people recreate that and eat it.
They do. This is the true fact. So I thought we'd have a little fun with you guys. Do you know someone who pours maple syrup on something other than pancakes or waffles?
Oh.
And what weird or funny foods do they cover it with? And why do they do it? Okay, yeah. Why do you do it? Because it tastes good? Do you like it? Remember, it was so funny as a kid that you would, we called it a rambler, but you would like put soda
What's
pop.
A rambler?
Well, we called it a rambler, but you put every variety. So if you saw a fountain pop.
Oh, and every single flavor?
Yeah, and you'd mix it together.
No,
like, no tastes
you.
Like
nope.
crap. Tastes like crap, but your friends were doing it at the roller skating rink. Your friends were doing it. So, I'm getting a rambler. And
Kim
like,
Wagner's going to do it.
Right.
Patty's following right behind.
Right. There you are in junior high looking like you would say, looking like a fool. looking like a fool.
But I'm cool looking like a fool.
But I'm cool. Exactly, because my friends are doing it.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah. So, maple syrup, crazy things you'd put maple syrup on. We're going to take some calls on the way. 547-5673. Also, app chat us. What you put maple syrup on? We know, want to know. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Dustin Lynch, there you go. Hell of a night. Number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. It's 738, your morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. 48 degrees, windy, breezy. That wind advisory is in effect. We're getting a post up there for you about the Cascade and the Snoqualmie, all that. The travel over
they're
there.
They're getting pummeled. Yeah,
they're going to be, yeah, it's going to be real crazy today. So just be aware of that until noon today. So if you don't have to go up that way, don't go up that way. I know a lot of people are going to be traveling for the Seahawks game on Thursday with the Rams and Seahawks. So again, just
good luck.
Yeah, just be careful. I know our buddy down the hallway is already talking about, oh, I got to get through the pass. So yeah, just be prepared. Have the chains.
It's a winter wonder. You better have chains.
Chains, all-wheel drive.
Think about that. You know, there could be if you're caught without chains, that's a $500 fine.
Yeah, they'll nail you. They'll nail you on it. Today is National Maple Syrup Day, and of course, we love the movie Elf, and he pours the maple syrup on the spaghetti.
Buddy!
Yeah, buddy! I love that. So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD. What you putting that maple syrup on? Do you have something different that you put maple syrup on? Taking your calls, tell us your story.
I put it on my spaghetti, but in the worst way possible.
Okay.
I glaze the meatballs with syrup because I don't know why, but it brings a good taste to it. I was watching a holiday movie marathon, and I watched Elf, and I was cooking something Italian that day, and I was just like, you know what? Let's give it a try. So I thought, okay, let's put the meatballs in the syrup with the pan and then the pasta, and then boom. It actually turned out really well.
And it works. That's kind of crazy. It works, Patty. Maple syrup on the meatballs.
I think that sounds delightful. I know some people, you put like purple grape jelly.
Right. Right.
On there's, meatballs. There's always that's like a secret ingredient.
Yeah, my neighbor Stacy, she app chatted us and said, we put it on our salmon along with garlic salt. Best thing ever.
Really?
Yep. So, Stacy, thank
maple
you.
Maple syrup on your salmon.
Yeah. My next door neighbor just app chatted us and said, yeah, salmon with the maple syrup and the garlic salt.
Oh. That's interesting.
All right, Stacy, bring some of that over sometime. I'm going to be curious to taste that. So, 547 KORD, Maple Syrup Day, National Maple Syrup Day. What you putting that
syrup on?
Yeah, what you putting it on?
I used to work at a pancake house.
Okay.
And literally, like, some of my customers that came in, I'm not kidding you, would pour it all over their, like, omelet and stuff.
Oh.
Like, their fiesta omelet, like, that's supposed to be, like, salsa and all that. Yeah. They would put syrup on top of the salsa. And it was, like, a big omelet with, like, peppers in it, sausage, like, you know, and, like, Mexican sausage in it and everything else. But they would pour on top of salsa, pour their syrup.
Wow.
It was gross. I couldn't imagine because I can't do that. That's not. Yeah, that wasn't even looking appetizing to me.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Now, I'm a purist. Maple syrup only belongs on pancakes.
All right, or waffles.
But, yeah, but your neighbor says salmon.
Stacy says salmon. You know, with a little garlic salt. So I'm curious to be tasting that there. So as we celebrate National Maple Syrup Day, keep the calls coming. These are great stories, guys. 547 KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Glasses, I want to say he's the top artist for 2025.
Is
that a fair statement
to
say?
Yeah, it is a fair statement. The man is on fire.
He's everywhere.
Even though country music, well, you know, he didn't win anything. You know, none of the awards. He's still on fire. You can't deny.
That always happens. You know, like the hottest artist.
You can't shut him down, though.
Yeah,
you can't.
Get shut out, yeah, of all the awards. But he's sitting there making the money,
And he's covered across all genres,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he's on rock, he's on pop, he's everywhere right now. Morgan Wallen, I don't think there's anybody bigger right now than Morgan Wallen. Kind of feel like he took the place of Jelly, because Jelly Roll was hot, and Jelly Roll still is hot, but Jelly Roll was everywhere for a while, and now Morgan Wallen's everywhere for a while.
I have seen Jelly Roll with Post Malone
yeah.
and Morgan Wallen.
And you thought it was a great show.
All of it was good.
Today is National Maple Syrup Day. So if you've seen the movie Elf, of course, he's pouring the maple syrup on the spaghetti.
What are you pouring syrup on?
For me, I'm like you. I'm old-fashioned. I'll go with the old, being old-fashioned. And
it's only going on waffles and right. pancakes for me.
Right.
That's
so,
it.
We did get a caller, and we're talking about her son. Where did your son learn to do what he did with the maple syrup?
He went to a military youth group when he was 15. He started doing it there, and he's been doing it ever since.
All right, so maple syrup on banana slices.
That sounds good. It does sound good.
Yeah, that does sound good. So maple syrup on banana slices.
I can do bananas.
Yeah.
I could put bananas and maple syrup on my pancakes.
Yeah, that sounds...
That works.
I could see that one. That works. So having fun with you. And, of course, keep the calls coming. 547-KORD. I don't know if I would do it on the spaghetti. The elf way to do it. I don't know. Maple Syrup Day, National Maple Syrup Day. More of your calls on the way. Rick and Patty, 102.7-KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 102.7-KORD.
Covered back then right now. Number one for new country. It's 102.7-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning. 8:12 on a wet nose Wednesday.
What does that mean?
That means that Amanda from Pet Overpopulation Prevention is in studio, and she's got a couple cool little tykes with her with bells on, too.
Yeah, they have their scarves on. Not that they need it in 50-degree weather, but...
Oh, they look—they're looking very stylish. Now, this is a bonded pair,
yes.
So they do go together like bookends, and it's Dennis yes. and Wilson.
And Dennis and Wilson, yes, and they're easy dogs. They have their little bursts of energy, but then they relax. I mean, I told my husband the other day because they're our fosters. They sleep more than our 14-year-old Chihuahua does.
Now, do they do it? And they like to do things together. They're always together.
Oh, they're always together.
Yeah.
And they never fight. I mean, never with a capital N. Yeah, they get along great. They're great with our dog.
How old are they?
They're somewhere around 3 or 4.
Okay. And they were found together.
They were found together. We don't know if they were dumped together or if they found each other on the run. They weren't neutered. They weren't chipped, no collars, anything. So my guess is that they probably were dumped together.
Oh my gosh. Well, because that's why they stay together. Even when they escaped your place, they were still together.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't like one went off somewhere else. They stay together.
Yeah.
So Dennis is the blonde and Wilson is the black puppy.
Yes.
And they're
so cute.
Yeah, they're tiny dogs. They're awesome. They go together. They're the matching bookends, and they're the sweetest things ever. And again, we've been trying to get these guys at home for a little bit. So
yeah,
and is it harder when you've got two? I mean, instead of one, I guess.
You know, they proved me wrong because I thought being small dogs that they wouldn't be that hard to find a home for, but they've been in our program now for a long time. But as long as somebody has a secure yard,
yeah,
they're easy.
Yeah, they're escape artists. You said they're escape artists.
We thought our yard was dog-proof, and they proved us wrong. But now that we've got it figured out, they're easy.
Yeah,
Do you have treats hidden in your jacket? Because Dennis is quiet.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw the video up on the KORD Facebook page. Yeah,
I'm trying to get good video of them, and they are just exploring.
There's treats. There's treats.
Totally into Amanda's jacket.
There's treats in the jacket. Treats in the jacket.
Oh, yep. They're in there.
I knew it.
Now, Amanda, you want to talk about a lot of people, when you talk about foster homes, because Pop always needs good foster homes, and Pop is not a shelter. It relies on volunteers and foster homes. And a lot of people say, I don't want to be a foster home. They say, well, I just don't have the time, or, oh, you know, I'm never home, or all these different things. Tell me, you know, some misconceptions about being a foster home for an animal.
Well, first of all, it's the most rewarding thing that I do for Pop. I wear a few different hats, and I find it to be incredibly rewarding. And everyone always says, oh, I could never get rid of them. Well, it's not about... Sorry, but it's not about you. It's about helping as many dogs as you possibly can. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, I work. Well, pretty much everybody works. And it's better for a dog or a cat to be in a home and have some love and attention at the end of the day
than to be in a kennel.
Oh, absolutely.
And as far as like traveling, you know, my husband and I travel, and when we do, we just figure it out with the fosters, and we would help with that. It's not like we're going to say, oh, you can't travel because you're fostering.
You make
a pop yeah, animal. Right, right.
Absolutely. We'll make it work.
And the nice thing about Pet Over Popular Convention, you got cats available, you've got dogs available. I mean, I know we bring in the dogs here on our Wet Nose Wednesday, but the cats as well are, yes, they can be in foster homes and are adoptable. And then, of course, we're going to be at PetSmart this weekend.
The cats are always at PetSmart from 11 to 3. We'll actually be at Petco from 1 to 4 this coming Saturday.
With dogs.
The Petco on Queensgate.
Okay.
With dogs and then a couple
kitties as well. So yeah, lots, as we get into the holiday season, lots of animals waiting to be adopted, looking for their forever home. It's the greatest, like you said, Amanda, it's the greatest thing that you ever do. You know, I'm waiting for these two to be a foster fail, but they are still available right now.
Dennis is looking for treats.
I know. They know. They're not. Hey.
Dennis, come here and show how you can sit. Come here.
Okay, we can do a couple tricks here.
Wow. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, very well behaved. So Dennis and Wilson are available for adoption, Wet Nose Wednesday. How do they find Dennis and Wilson? We're going to put up a video on the Cord Facebook page. We'll have a video over on the Pop page. But how do they find all the information about these two guys?
They're on PetFinder.com. And PetFinder, just to give everybody a heads up, they did an update recently. And it's had some glitches. So if you have some trouble, you know, just keep trying or get a hold of us through poptricities.org. But
it lost the settings. So for me, the front page. So go petfinder.com and then put in the area code and then you can pick the rescue.
Yes.
And pops in there and it'll pop up what's available and you'll see Wilson and Dennis right there. But yes, it used to be it would be saved. I just go to that one all the time. And so I discovered that. So petfinder.com, of course, poptricities.org.
Yes.
And they're so adorable and so cute and we're waiting for those homes.
Wouldn't it be the best gift ever if Dennis and Wilson,
yes,
found homes. Wouldn't that be the best Christmas gift ever?
Their scarves on. They're looking, they're looking very dapper, very stylish, and we're looking forward to the holidays. So these guys, these lovable characters, are up for adoption right now. Thank you, Amanda, for coming in.
Wet Nose
Wednesday, Dennis and Wilson.
Yay.
And get more details right there, petfinder.com. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Congratulations again to Mary C. She got that great flyaway to Vegas. Great job on that, Mary. Mary C. is going off.
She's off to a party.
She's off to a party. She is going to Vegas to see Luke Combs, and congratulations. I'll be curious to see what we got planned for 2026. You know us. We're going to have another great flyaway. We're going to have some more cash to be won as we get into 2026. All right, other people's problems. Let's tie this off. Katie in Benton City's got quite the situation going on. What's going on with Katie this morning?
So she has a 7-year-old daughter. She says they struggle every month just to get by. And she's got a boyfriend who she thinks is going to propose to her on New Year's Eve. She goes, I love him, but I'm not in love with him like he is with me. I'm thinking of saying yes to the proposal because doing that will allow me and my daughter to get on the boyfriend's health insurance. This is going to save me a ton of money. My best friend says, you're crazy. You don't marry for health insurance. And then another one of my friends says, well, you got to do what you got to do. I'm torn about what I'm going to say when he proposes. What would you do if you were me? Is it wrong to marry for insurance? Is it wrong to marry someone if you love them, but you're not in love with them? Katie in Benton City wants to know.
Well, so far it's going exactly how I thought it was going to go. Sorry, Katie, this may not be your day, but what are people saying? They're chiming in on Facebook. What are they saying?
Sandra, right at the top, says, if you're not in love with your boyfriend, let him go. Accepting his proposal means you're just using him, and this could end badly.
Yeah, Jenna says, if you're not in love with them, you need to let them go. It's not fair to him and set a horrible example for your daughter. If you don't have a strong foundation in your relationship, you're just setting the marriage up for failure. So that's from Jenna.
Check out Tara. She just calls it like it is. If you marry him for any other reason than pure committed love, you are a P.O.S.
Now, Stephanie goes back to the comment I made earlier. You do what you got to do to survive. You said you didn't love him as much as he loves you. Doesn't mean that you don't love him at all. And she goes, marriage is just a piece of paper that legally binds you. It's ridiculous that he has to wait to marry you to put you on his insurance. So, Stephanie, that was the point I made earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there are different levels of love, too. All right.
Kevin says you'd be in the wrong, and that's not fair to him. Michelle says, don't do this to your child.
Chelsea says, would you want your daughter to treat a man the same way you are? She will see that if she to believe this to be a normal relationship and will mimic you once she's older. Is this really the example you want to set for her and to settle? That's Chelsea.
Levi says, asks, how awful a person are you? What's wrong with most people these days? Should he propose, you need to say no. It's not fair to him or your daughter.
Robin says, I see a gold digger situation going on. So, yeah, I mean, okay, there was one person in there said, hey, you do what you got to do. The rest are like, nope, don't do this. Don't do this.
It's not fair to the guy. It's, you know, not.
And my wife and I have often joked about the fact that it is a piece of paper to be married. Like, you know, not like we, you know, we've often joked that we'd get a divorce and still live in the same house and still be together.
I get
but
it.
But it's like there is some benefits I'm learning. You get that with the IRS, you get the double tax and, you know, to get the married. I mean, all these different things that you get hit, you get, you know, it's almost better to be single right now.
I was
now.
Just going
to
say, though, let's be real. My husband hasn't been on my insurance, nor have I ever been on his.
Okay.
Even though we've been married for many, many years.
And you've kept separate bank accounts.
Everything's separate.
Everything's everything. Yeah, exactly. For a while, my wife's never been on my medical, but her stepson has been on my medical because his birth dad said, no, I'm not paying for it. So, he was on mine for a long, long time. And I was glad to do it, but I was very resentful by the fact that his dad didn't step up and do the right thing.
Yeah, not resentful on her or the son.
On the fact that here I am paying for something dad. That, you know, because with my own son and my own divorce, I took care of everything. Like, you know, my son was on my, anything and everything my son was taking care of through me financially. So when I see it happen to another kid, I'm like, that's wrong.
It is wrong.
You know.
And thank you for stepping up.
Well, but that's what you want to do. And so, and maybe talk to the boyfriend. Maybe the boyfriend will step up because a lot of good men will step up and say, I'll cover your daughter.
Yeah.
I may not get you medical insurance, but I will cover your daughter. I mean, think about
that. That's another way to look at
that. There are some options,
Katie.
So good luck with it. 100%, almost 100%, they said, you crazy girl, don't marry somebody just because of medical insurance. So, but people got to do what they got to do, I guess. If you want to add to the conversation, you sure can do it. Yeah, you can sure do it on Facebook. App chat us. Call us 547-KORD. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.